Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kate Cunningham, named All-Star. Pistons don't get snubbed.
No, not at all.
Did you have any concern Cade would be snubbed?
I really thought he was going to get in. But if there are certain people who, if they got in, I would have understood it.
So the guys that were left out are Trae Young, LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball, Tyrese Maxey,
mm-hmm.
and maybe, if you want to consider Zach LaVine, a guard, shooting guard, whatever. You know, positionless basketball. But no, Cade deserved it. I mean, you know, rounding off 25, 9, you know, and 6. I mean, Maxey, you know, I think he's like third leading scorer, fourth leading scorer, 27, 6, you know, and 5. Ball, who's hurt right now, but I don't think I might have something to do with it. LaMelo Ball is having an unbelievable season. I mean, he's averaging 28 points a game, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. And he's just one of 11 players ever, as of now, to average 28, 5, and 7 in a single season. And the rest of that list is all Hall of Famers or future Hall of Famers like Luka, Jokic, James, meaning LeBron James, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. By the way, speaking of James Harden, sneaky that he got in. He's having a really good year. Give him some credit for the first time in his life.
Sure.
Man, the Clippers are a big surprise team.
Yeah. I kind of expected Cade to be snubbed.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I totally think he deserves to be there, yeah. Which is why it would be a snub, but I'm not used to this.
I know.
We don't get All-Stars very often, and we don't get a lot of respect very often. But he deserves it. Yeah, I mean, the case for LaMelo Ball, you gave some of his numbers, but he's super inefficient. Yeah. Guy's like a 40% shooter, and even, I mean, 33% from three is bad. He shoots a lot.
What's Cade's shooting percentage?
Like? Higher. It's like 5% higher from the field, yeah. and I think about 5% better from three.
Yeah. Well,
and I think Cade's a better defender.
Yes. And that's the other thing. And the other thing, the reason I think Cade is getting, who got in, is because to a certain extent he's carrying the team. I mean, with Ivy being hurt, you know, yes, you have, you know, Beasley in a lot of games, you know, put up some good numbers, but he's really, especially some of these teams who are, you know, doubling him all the time. They're blitzing him and things like that and making it very difficult for him. So I think that, and then the fact that the Pistons are, you know, probably one of the surprise teams in the NBA, definitely the surprise team in the East, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would say so. Yeah, and to your point, I think the last three games where the Pistons have all lost, I think they've really missed Jaden Ivey or any other secondary ball handler. It's asking a lot of Cade, and I wonder about as we go down the stretch here, can they help him out a little bit at the deadline?
Yeah.
I mean, we're under a week until the trade deadline. And I know you can't mortgage a future. They can't even trade their first round pick because it's tied up in a trade. It's owed currently to Minnesota.
Yeah. The only way, to me, and I don't have any names here, that I would be okay with them doing anything is if they got somebody who's just going to, who's going to be here for a little longer period of time. Where I don't want to give up stuff just to get some guy on a half season rental or whatever.
No,
just to make the playoffs. And I feel the same way about the Red Wings too. Although, like I said, hockey you have a chance once you get in to do something. See, for the Pistons, you know, okay, let's say they make a trade for somebody who's, you know, good, but he's on an expiring deal.
Yeah,
and they make the playoffs. Whether it's the, you know, seven, you know,
or the sixth seed,
right? You know, people are like, okay, yeah, the sixth seed, yeah, and play Milwaukee in the first round, they get drubbed.
Yep. They get eliminated right away.
Yeah.
But I think there's something to be said for this team getting in the playoffs. I think there's something to be said for Stoney, not currently, but in the next year or two, they're going to have to find Kate a number two.
Yes.
Don't you want to be appealing? I think it's much more appealing if you go, hey, we've been in and Kate had a triple-double in game two of the playoffs, or he had a 35-point night in the NBA playoffs. You go, he's a bona fide. He's an all-star. He's played in the playoffs. You can come be his Robin. I am concerned down the stretch here, especially if they sell. Like, Malik Beasley is a name I don't want to see them trade. I think Beasley has helped Cade get to the next level of his
Correct.
Career. They need to find more guys like Malik Beasley who are going to help Cade get to the next level of his career.
Unless they can get a number one for him.
But what is it? What's the number one? 27th? 28th? I don't need the 28th pick in the draft. I'm keeping Malik Beasley. I'm investing in Cade Cunningham, and I'll pay Beasley in the offseason.
But the NBA draft is turning into right now like the NHL and Major League Baseball. So if you're drafting guys at 27, no, they ain't going to help you in years one and two. But by the time, you never know. It's become so much of a crapshoot now with guys, so many guys entering the NBA draft that aren't ready to play professional basketball.
Cade Cunningham is what, second in the league in assists?
Yeah.
Right around the top of the league. How much of that is that Malik Beasley is one of the best 3-point shooters in the league?
Right.
Like, would Cade be an all-star if I took two assists away per game?
No.
So then Malik Beasley has helped make Cade an all-star. So I would hate looking at the face of my franchise who I just gave a max deal to, and I'm going to take one arm and tie it right behind your back down the stretch. We're going to get you double teamed and blitzed. You're going to have a hard time bringing the ball up the floor. When you do get doubled in the half court, you're one less reliable shooter. I mean, Beasley has made the second most threes in the NBA. He's super attractive for a contender, but I'd be stubborn about it. I don't need your 28th or 29th overall pick.
No.
I need to get in the playoffs with Cade, and I need to put more Beasley players around Cade.
Okay, are you going to get? Is it worth keeping him if they're going to lose him at the end of the year?
Why are they going to lose him at the end of the year?
Because he's a free agent.
Right, but the Pistons can offer him U.S. currency.
I know.
You think Toronto's not? Well, you could do loonies too, I guess. I don't know, whatever he prefers. But my point, like, why can't we keep good players here?
No, I look.
They have a lot of cap commitments. We got a lot of stars on this team.
I would prefer to keep them as well, but, you know, you never know. Somebody might make the call to Trajan Langdon.
But okay,
here's what I. If you're looking to get a really good player, not just for this year, but maybe for the future a little bit, you might have to take a chance and give up Ivy.
I'm open to it for the right player.
Yes, for the right player.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Like, I wouldn't involve him in, like, a C.J. McCollum trade or something.
No,
it had to be a much better player.
C.J. McCollum's really good, and he's perfect for this team, except he's old.
Yeah, he's got this year and next year.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving up Ivy in that deal.
No.
You know, I think there's levels to this.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy I'd love is Lauri Markkanen, but I don't know if you're aware of the weird NBA quirks where he can't be traded until the offseason.
Right.
So, but it might work out. The Pistons may give up their first round pick by virtue of finishing high enough in the standings, and then they're freed up to give up firsts to try to find Cade a running mate.
Right.
That's what I just look at. Cade Cunningham's the all-star. That's the headline today.
Right.
And it's our first all-star since Blake Griffin.
Right.
It's our first guard to make the all-star game since Allen Iverson. I don't want to waste the Cade years. We're officially the clock's ticking on Cade Cunningham and winning with Cade Cunningham. You have an all-star now.
Mm-hmm.
Long time coming. Don't screw it up.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let me ask you a question. Go back in the Wayback Machine. Do you remember your reaction when you found out that they traded Chauncey for Allen Iverson?
I was in high school at the time.
Okay, well, yeah, but you're still a big fan.
I was bummed. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially when you just know it as, that's Mr. Big Shot.
Uh-huh. I was actually...
I get it a little more now in that they were trying to
reset and re-sign Rashid and do a lot of... things, or not resign Rashid. Rashid's contract was up. Yeah. So you had Iverson's money. You'd had Rashid's money. You could like really do some really good things.
The
and if I'm not mistaken, that brought you Ben Gordon, and Charlie V.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's what they did with it, if my memory is correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was because you went through that stage. And, all right, the Pistons are on the decline. And we have a superstar coming here who decided he didn't want to be a superstar anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it was painful at the time. But we haven't had a building block like Cade Cunningham since since who?
Building block?
Yeah.
Since Grant Hill, right?
Right. I was wondering if you're going to go all the way. Yeah, Grant Hill's probably the answer.
I mean, could have had a few. Get out the old app thing,
oh,
you know.
God, but with Halliburton.
Exactly.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got Sekou Dumbuya. Don't forget that. That was one of the worst draft picks ever.
French phenom, Sekou Dumbuya. There's a name people are going, wait, forgot about him.
Yeah, look, it's great that Cade made the All-Star game. It really is. It's, you know, we used to talk about this with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But baseball, a guy from every team makes it.
Yeah. It means more in the NBA to get an All-Star, especially in a league that you win with stars.
Yes, exactly.
You win with stars, and guys, I think you're aware of it if you paid attention at all this season, but now it's cemented. We have one.
We have a star.
We have a star. We have someone to build around, which is why I don't want to see them sell, and I would be looking into shrewd buy territory going into next week.
We have an All-Star on every team.
We do. Mm-hmm. Who's the Red Wing All-Star?
Well, I think Raymond's an All-Star.
I think last year, or
Sider. I mean, I don't mean because there's no All-Star game this year.
Yeah. I think DeBrincat last year though, didn't he make the All-Star game 2 years ago?
Yeah, last year.
And Larkin has made all. And they have guys who are All-Star caliber. Yes, Lucas Raymond's the best player on the team right now. 248-539-9797. Cade Cunningham named All-Star.